This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
In height of COVID, our daughter came to us and told us she no longer felt like a girl. And this was shortly after three of her friends had also been seduced by the lies of this ideology. And 2 weeks later, after school started, they socially transitioned our daughter without our knowledge or consent. And I want to be clear, this goes well beyond name and pronouns. They sat my child down in a closed door room with three adults. She was 13 at the time. And what this is really doing is they're asking children which restroom and locker room they prefer to use, which sex they prefer to room with on overnight field trips. And then they are hiding this information, and in our case, actually withholding the information from us. This is creating a huge wedge between the parent-child relationship, and it's really sending a message to the child that they need to be protected from their parents, not by their parents.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, that was January Littlejohn there, Genevieve Wood, in case you didn't hear her voice last night during the speech. The president pointed her out in this situation with her child in Florida. And wow, hearing it from a mom's mouth like that is even more shocking, huh?
It is shocking. But, you know, the most shocking thing in the world to me, Mark, is the fact that you have so many people, elected officials, who ignore voices like hers, who ignore stories like that, say, oh, everything's fine. That only happens like in two places in America, as if that's okay.
Yeah.
This has become a huge issue, and not because it's happening in every single school, but it's happening in a lot more places than people would think. And the reality is the American people don't want it happening, especially parents are concerned. And you have so many elected officials on the left who will not stand up for kids, and in particular, young women.
What did you think in general of the speech? Because Mark and I have been talking about how it is now the longest ever speech, 99 minutes last night.
You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't get bored. It was some of the best television I'd seen in some time, and it was just the president, honestly, a 45-day report card is what it was. Here's what we've done over the last 45 days since you've elected me. And it was just going through piece by piece, basically all the things he said on the campaign trail, I'm going to do. And here's what we've done, and here's where we are. And I think every poll I've seen that's come out this morning, whether it was CNN or whether it was CBS, shows that the majority of the American people liked what they saw, liked what they heard.
Yeah, it puts the Democrats a bit of a quandary here, because they end up on the losing side of popular issues. If Trump's for it, they're against it. If he wants a cure for cancer, they're against it. I mean, if he wants to ban men from women's sports, they're against it. I don't know that that's a winning strategy.
No. I mean, and the visuals that they showed last night, I mean, sitting there with these little placards, it looks so childish. It looks so it was like a B movie. It was so bad. And to your point, Mark, the fact that, I mean, on issues that, like, everybody, if you just take political tags aside, you can't stand up and clap for a man and his mom who's been released from Russia Mark Fogel and his 95-year-old mom. You can't stand for that. You can't stand for Lakin Riley's mom and sister who were there after she was brutally killed. I mean, you can't stand for this 13-year-old little boy with cancer. I mean, I'm just going through the list of people who, these aren't political issues. They are human issues. And the fact that you can't stand for any of those folks and clap for them just because Trump is the one who's introducing them is just outrageous.
Here's a random question for you that I've thought about. So, you know, presidents in the past have bragged about what they've done and how successful they've been. Trump's not the first one to do it, but Trump does it probably more than most do, right? He kind of toots his own horn. Do you think that some of these people who just cannot stand Donald Trump would like him more? I'm not saying that's what Donald Trump needs to do to try to win them over. By no means am I suggesting that. But do you think that that's part of the issue, is that people just can't seem to get over that part of Trump? Because it seems like the polls show that they like the actual policies that he's behind.
Well, I mean, are you the average person or the Democrats?
Probably the
Congress.
Maybe the average person. I mean, you could include some of the Democrats in Congress, but mostly just speaking about the average person.
I mean, people say, does he kind of show off sometimes? That's part of the package that comes with him. But I will say, you know, last night there was a lot of, we did this, we've done that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all me. And it was funny because my mom actually made that comment before the speech. And we watched, she's like, actually, he's saying we a lot. But, you know, the truth is, he was very right when he said that one thing. You all complained about the border, said we can't do anything about it. We need legislation. It turns out all we needed was a new president. He was 100% correct about that. There was so much a president can do. And to Donald Trump's credit, on the things he can do, he has actually done it. And so he does deserve a lot of credit. Yes, there's a lot of people around him helping out, but he deserves a lot of the credit.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I want to give a shout out and kudos to the Daily Caller News Foundation. I only saw this morning, Genevieve, and didn't really give you a heads up that I was going to mention it. But they put a new ad out. They've put Donald Trump's head on Mount Rushmore, just to the right of Abe Lincoln. And I think that is fantastic. I love that.
Well, it sounds right, because that's actually a Heritage Foundation ad. The Daily Caller ran the story about it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the Daily Caller News Foundation, but it is the Heritage Foundation.
They ran the story.
It's fantastic.
I would encourage people to check it out. We were running it on X last night. And again, you know, we didn't actually call for him being on Mount Rushmore, but the point was, he's done a heck of a lot. We just went through the litany of things that he's done in the first 45 days, and it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it is. Even if the Democrats have tried to block some of it in court, they're not going to be able to block all of it. And I think he's right. I mean, when you have got the support of the American people, winning all the swing states, as he continues to love to point out, and winning popular votes and the Electoral College, they can't deny that the American people are in favor of so much of what he's trying to do. So
you got to keep that going, because what will be able to happen is they'll be able to stop some things right now. But if they keep this up, and you see more of what we saw last night heading into the midterms, I would have to predict we're going to see more history, which is Republicans will pick up seats in the House and Senate and maybe get enough majorities to make some of the things that have been executive orders and the like actually legislative action that is lasting.
It's true. Genevieve Wood with The Heritage, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, we will talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.